Perek. So it's a perfect time for us to do a Chazara. We started over here, we're trying to figure out, do we say Migdol Chashad HaMamana, Chashad HaShvuasa, yes or no? Now, we're on the top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We spoke about yesterday, the Hadamer of Nachman, Mashpinos HaShvuas Heses. Why don't you say Migdol Chashad HaMamana, Chashad HaShvuasa? And the Gemara doesn't have an answer. Now, I had asked yesterday, why we bring Rav Nachman more than Rav Yochanan? They're both Amoraim. So like, you bring a Raya to Rav Yochanan from Nachman, like, why is there a riot? So we had said that the Ritva and Shavua says it doesn't mean Rav Nachman made this takana. Pirish b'doyro shel Rav Nachman tiknu kein. In the door, the takana was in the time, in the door of Rabbi Nachman. It sounds like that it wasn't Rabbi Nachman that made the takana. It sounds like it was an unanimous takana. What's interesting is that Rav Yochanan actually lived in the door of Rav Nachman. They're the second door of Amoraim. I'm looking here, I have a chart that has all the different generations of Amoraim. They lived in the same door. So, otherwise it's a little strange to me. We have a statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, says the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that? Don't you hold Migdol Chashad HaMamana, Chashad HaShvuasa? No, and I'll prove it to you from someone else that's in the same door as Rabbi Yochanan. Why can't you just prove it from Rabbi Yochanan? What do we have more from Rabbi Nachman than we have from Rabbi Yochanan? Elamai, says the Ritzvan Shavuos, it wasn't Rabbi Nachman's takana. Whose takana was a vegeshtelt in the door, it sounds like it was a unanimous takana. So, but was asked by a Bachar Achash of David Uri Center, was that, well, what about Rabbi Huna on Daf Hei Amid Beis? It's also takana midrabbanan. And guess what? Rabbi Huna was in the same door. All the same dar. It seems like they're all living in the same time. Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, and Rav Yochanan all lived in the same dar. So over there, why is the Gemara like Bechlal bringing in Rav Huna if he's just a contemporary of Yochanan? What are we gaining from that? I don't have an answer to that. Al-Kopana, the Gemara says that Rav Nachman says Mashpinoi say Shvuas Heses. Shvuas Heses is on a Koyfer HaKol. Rashi says Koyfer HaKol doesn't have Ishtamute. We had said yesterday if Koyfer HaKol doesn't have Ishtamute, why don't you bring a Raya from Eid Echad? Why do you have to bring a raya from a Shavuot Derabanan? And by the way, Shavuot Derabanan is going to be a whole hack. If Migdol Chashad is on Deraisa or is on Derabanan, it's a hack. It's going to be Rashi and Tosfos. We'll see. Why don't we just go for the Eid Echad? Says the Beis Halevi. I'll tell you why I can't go for an Eid Echad. Because by an Eid Echad, there could be a case of Ishtamute if there's no Meiz Panav. We're Medayik in Rashi. That if a person is Meiz Lichpar HaKol, then there's no Ishtamuti. But if he's not Meiz, and you can have a not Meiz, what happens if it's, who said the case? Meir, was that Moshe, was that you? The father and a son, where the son is being Tovei, he doesn't know. He's not Makir B'Shikrei. And therefore there's no Meiz. There you would say, perhaps, an Ishtamute, therefore there's no Kashav, Shavuos Eirecha, we'll just Zetzit Ein, it's a good Yiddish word, which means we'll say it's talking about a case that there's no ha'aza. But the idea of Shavuos Heses is only if there is a ha'aza. Because if someone comes and says, maybe you owe me money, and I say, I don't, I'm not chayav a shvua, it's only because enam tovei alam ken yeshloi. It's only because he knows. The whole Shavuos Heses is a cheftza of ha'aza. Therefore, the Gemara asks the question of, why don't you say, migu de'chashid ha'mamina, also chashid ha'shvuasa. Rashi says, there's no ishtamute be'koyfer ha'kol. We said, Tosfos says there's definitely cases when there's no ishtamute, and we said that we thought that there is maybe like slight ishtamute. Rashi seems to say in Achanami maybe there's ktsas ishtamute, but the little ishtamute is not enough. In other words, at midrabanan there's some chu on the ishtamute to put a shvu on him, but that's not enough for migdol chashad. And we said a similar type of thing when it comes to karka. Tosfos says karka doesn't have ishtamute, even though we said before Tosfos says ktsas ishtamute. We see that this ishtamute thing is movable. We didn't really explain the agdara of how much ishtamute you need for what. But we see that even though we say certain things have or don't have, it just means they cross the threshold or not. In other words, is there any ishtamute when it comes to a koyfer hakol? I have to say there's some ishtamute. Gemara says that that's why you make a shvuas heses. So there's some ishtamute, and that's enough for the chachamim to mechayev a shvua. But still, the Gemara says that's still not enough. Migu de chashad ha-mamana, chashad ha-shvua, so the ishtamute will not play a factor here. Is there any ishtamute when it comes to karka? There's ktsas ishema, ktsas ishtamute when it comes to karka, but that's not enough to say over here they're going to mechayev the shvua. Al koponim, this is what we said yesterday. We didn't have chazor sashir last night, so that's why I'm just going over some of the things that we spoke about. Next thing that we said was The Gemara goes on to the next rice. Says the Gemara, what about Reb Chiya that says Shneim Nishbaim in Neitlin Mi Bar Abayis? That's a Shavuos HaNeitlin. We explained from the Bnei Yeshua, every other Shavuos HaNeitlin we want to ask the Kasha, because maybe it's only a Shavuos Midrabanan, and it's the Hafiz Daito Shabbat HaBayis. You're right. There's no really need for the Shavuos, no use for the Shavuos. But if the Baal HaBayis is going to be happy, fine. But in this case, with Shneim Nishbayim V'Neitlin, it doesn't seem like there's going to be a Hafiz Daito. Therefore, we ask the question, Dafka from this case, is another case of Migud HaChashad Amam HaChashad HaShavuos. And the third case is Rab Sheishas that says, Shalosh Shavuot Mashpin Oysa Ba'ishom Rechinam, Shavuos Shalot Pashati Ba, Shavuos Shalachti Ba Yad, and Shavuos She'enoi Bir Shusi. Says the Gemara, name Migud HaChashad Amam HaChashad HaShavuos. So we explained, when it comes to the Shavuos She'loi Shalachti Ba Yad, we asked the question, Tosis asked the question that Shavuos She'loi Shalachti Ba Yad, so if there's Edim, why would you be part of that Shavuah? Maybe you're not. Maybe it just means you're part of the other Shavuah. But the Shalosh Shalachti Bayad always have to swear. Or maybe Shalosh Shalachti Bayad is only a Gilgal Shavuah. It's not a real Shavuah. And we said Rashi can't learn that way because Rashi says, though, he teaches that in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'nikar balabayis el Elokim im loy shalach yodabim malachis reyeu. Rashi says that's the Shavuah that you make. The Ramban there says, no, it's just you only make the Shavuah if you're not Shalach Yad, but that's not the Shavuah. Maybe that's only the Gilgal Shavuah. That's fine. What is the Raya from? There's three Shavuahs over here. One Shavuah is Shavuah Shaloi Pashati. We said that can't be a Raya Migud HaChashid because maybe it was Pashay and he's Ishtamute. Then there's Shavuah Shaloi Shalachti Bo Yad. Rashi says that's also not the Raya. We explain because also over there, maybe Shaloiach Yad, and then afterwards he got lost and now he's being Ishtamute. The only Raya is from the Shavuah She'eino Bershusi. That's the way Rashi learns. Toysis on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, however, says there's a Raya from the Shavuah of Shaloi Shalachti Bo Yad. And we explain Toysis' Svara is because at the moment that he was Shaleach Yad B'Pikadon, he has no excuse for doing that. That is a flat-out gzela. In a Hanami, if he did that, maybe now he doesn't have money. But if he's a gazlan, Ishtamuti is not going to help us. Ishtamuti will help us by Peshaya. Peshaya is not a gazlan. He's just not a very good shomer. But in the other case where we're saying, where he's Shaleach Tibayad, he's a flat-out gazlan. So what does Rashi hold? Says the Dibras Moshe, Rashi holds that a person's going to be Moira Heter on that also. He's going to be Moira Heter to say, I'm allowed to use this thing after all. He doesn't lose anything. So therefore, he doesn't see himself as a gazlan. He doesn't define himself as a gazlan when he touches someone else's chefetz. Al-Kopana, but there is a raya either way from the third Shavuah, a Shavuah She'eino Bershusi. But this will affect how we understand Migud HaChashad Amam HaChashad HaShavuosa. Because according to Rashi, we only have rayas from three Shavuah Dirabanans. The first Shavuah is Shavuos Heses, second one is Shavuah by Chen Ve'Alpin Kaslai, and third one is the Shavuah She'eino B'Shusai. According to Toisves and Av Gimel Abayis, there's a Raya from the Shavuah Shalosh Shalach Nubiyat, it's a Shavuah Diyoy Raisa. So according to Toisves, it will be a Raya that Diyoy Raisa, we say, the din of Migud HaChashad Amam and Loi Chashad HaShavuosa. Akopan of the Gemara continues. Says the Gemara, according to the first opinion, our conclusion is that we don't say Migud HaChashad Amam and HaChashad HaShavuosa. Abayi Amar, Chayshinan Shema Milva Yishana Yeshlai Alav. Abayi says maybe that what's happening over here is that he has a Milva Yishana, there's an old debt that the other person owes him. And that's why he's being Toikif. That's why he's grabbing the talis. If the other person owes him, why doesn't he just tell him, hey buddy, you owe me? Obviously, the other person is not going to pay him. Why not? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Abaye Amar, Taima Demas Nisan Lav Kidder Rabbi Yoichanan. The Avichoshulon Aholach Vitoikif Vitalis Chaveru Echinam Havid Lon Choshir Ashmua. Says Rashi that Abaye is of the opinion, Migud HaChashad Amam and HaChashad HaShavuos. So therefore, I can't say the Shavuah of the Mishnah is Kedei Shelo Yehei Kol Echad Hoylech V'Toykef B'Taliso Shel Chaveiroi. Because then you'd be HaChashad Amam and HaChashad HaShavuos, and we would not put a Shavuah on you. Ela Chayshinon, Shema Milva Yishana Yesh Loi Olav Al Zeh. Umakir Boi Sheshokcha. And he recognizes that he forgot. V'yichbar boy, and he's going to be koifer. V'hoylech v'toykev petalisoy v'nishba sheyesh loyba. And he's going to be hoylech v'toykev in his talis, and he's going to swear that he has in it. D'mei chetzio v'talis z'shaloi. D'afil glima d'al-kasbe shibudle. Even the glima al-kasbe he could take. So Rashi learns over here that the shvu of our Mishnah is because we're afraid someone is going to owe, that Reuven really owes Shimon $100. Shimon knows Reuven's not going to admit it. Why is he not going to admit it? Anyone? Why is Reuven not going to admit that he owes Shimon $100? What? Rashi says because he forgot. Rashi says Shimon knows Reuven forgot about it. So if Shimon goes through and says you owe me $100, what's Shimon going to say? I don't know what you're talking about. Not because he's a bad guy, he just forgot. So what does Shimon do therefore? He grabs the talus and he takes it. And says Rashi, he can do that. Now, first question I have is as follows. Why does Rashi have to say the case is that Reuven just forgot? Why don't you say Reuven's a bad guy? Why can't it be Reuven's a bad guy? Why can't it be that Shimon came over to Reuven already and said to Reuven, you owe me $100? He says, I don't owe you nothing, okay? And maybe even he says to him, buddy, I know you're the money, but guess what? I'm going to be crazy because there's no Adam. Why does it have to be that Reuven forgot? Why do we have to make Reuven into Mr. Nice Guy over here?
Are we not choshesh for these things?
So says Moshe Plachik, maybe because we're not going to make a takana that there's such a rotten, evil person. Moshe doesn't have a bad bone in his body. So he doesn't understand that people would be koifer, people would do that type of thing. Forget, maybe they would forget. There's a famous story about the Rashash. The story about the Rashash. Someone paid back the Rashash and he forgot. And he put the money in his Gemara. And then afterwards he accused the person of not paying him. And the person didn't pay the Rashash and he denied it. And it became a whole tumult. Then the Rashash found the money in his Gemara sometime later, and then he was makabel. He made a shidduch with the person. He married his son to his daughter to try to fix his reputation. Akopanim. So forget, people can forget. If the Rashash can forget, it was in the middle of his learning. It wasn't even like, he didn't even like, you know, he didn't, it wasn't Mesiach Das from his learning for a second. What's more important, your money or your learning? Whatever. Akopanim. What?
If he didn't forget, him.
So what? Let him be chashad amamana. He's not making a shvua. No. What happens like this? Shimon. What?
They're both going to make a shvua. So he himself would be chashad amamana if he knew.
Yeah, but no, he's not chashad amamana because maybe the other person grabbed from him. Then
that's right. I hear.
Okay, I have to think about it. Let me ask you another question, my friends. Let me ask you another question. Why by every Koifer Hakol do we not make a Takana that he has to make a Shvua because Shema Mil V'Yishona Yesh Lo Yalav? What?
We
don't. Rav Nachman is after the Mishnah. Rav Nachman only came later. We made a Shavuos Hesses. It's only afterwards. But why in the Mishnah is there not a takana on every Koifer HaKol, Shema Milva Yishana Yesh Lo Olav? Perhaps the pshat is as follows. I don't know. But perhaps the pshat is as follows. Listen, if this person was a dirty, rotten scoundrel and he was stealing the money, and then maybe in a Hanami, I would be comfortable just going, grabbing something from him because I know he owes it to me. But over here, what we're saying is that the person forgot. We're not choshish that the person stole it. So therefore, maybe I wouldn't go into his house and just take something from him because he's going to get furious at me. Well, I'll take a metziah, or anyway, you know, he didn't work so hard for it. Or I'll make a chomemka, which anyway he paid for, which make a chomemka wouldn't make sense. Mecha Chomemka won't make sense. Time out. Doesn't make sense. Mecha Chomemka doesn't make sense. It's not Katzuzi Mitarvayu. It doesn't make sense. Milvi Yishana is not going to make sense over here. What? The Gemara is going to have to. We're going to have to say we're not working with Milvi Yishana. Abaye can't work with Nakazuzi Mitarvayu. It's going to have to be Zeh. Can't be. Right? It can't hold Nakazuzi Mitarvayu. Avi, you understand what I'm saying? It can't hold Nakazuzi Mitarvayu because then there's no, he's not getting any money back. He didn't get anything. Both of them gave money, so there's no Hefsid Mammon over here. So I'm not getting my money back. If I'm giving money, I'm paying the meicher, I'm trying to take it, so then it doesn't make sense, Milvi Yishan over there. Milvi Yishan doesn't make sense in the case of Mecca Chomemkar. L'chayra. I just thought of that right now. I don't know. Al-Kulpanim, maybe that's what Rashi says over here, it's only if he's shachach. If he's shachach, so then I don't want to grab something that he, you know, always owned. I just wanted to take something that, you know, that he anyway is easier to part with.
What?
Yeah, yeah. No, if he's just taking not a metziah, so then over there, if it's not a metziah, so then we're not choshish that he's going to be a Milvi Yishana. Because he's not going to do it. He's only going to do it in a case, this person found a metziah, he owes me money, so I'll take it, I know he's not going to get so upset anyway. Perhaps. Akolpanim, Rashi seems to say that Abayi is of the opinion that a person who is chashid amamina is chashid ashvuasa. So the fee this Rashi, the chayra, it comes out that it depends if we pass in like Abayi or do we pass in like the Gemara bird previously. Do we say migula chasha mamana chasha shvuasa or not? Abayi, who is the last opinion in the Gemara, holds migula chasha mamana chasha shvuasa. So when we saw the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara says, "Hay v'kula boy deloy delay." Rashi explained, "I migula chasha mamana chasha shvuasa." The Gemara answered, "Ishtamuti." This is what he's talking about. We paski migula chasha mamana lo chasha shvuasa. How do you answer for Rashi? So we could have said over there, Ben Zitz Dirais Dirabana, but according to what we're saying, it's very simple. Rashi Paskin is like Abaye. Abaye says, Chashad Amamana is Chashad of Shavuasa. So we have a major machloikas lemaskana, Rashi and Taisis. Taisis holds lemaskana, Migur Chashad Amamana, Loi Chashad of Shavuasa. Rashi holds lemaskana, Migur Chashad Amamana, Chashad of Shavuasa. That's the machloikas. Yeah.
The guy isn't just forgetting, he's actually denying it.
Right.
The guy won't take his things?
No, we're saying that if it's because we're only choishesh, that the other person forgot, therefore I'm not just going to go take something from him. I'll only do it in the oifen of metziah.
But if he denies the whole thing?
No, we're not choishesh for that. We're not choishesh that the person's going to deny it, like what Moshe said.
Rashi says he'll take the shirt off his back.
Why not?
What?
Rashi says he'll take the shirt off his back.
He's chayiv to you the shirt off his back. It's not that you'll take it. I only take something that's like a metziah, and that he's chayiv to me a metziah, because he's chayiv to me anything. But a person's not going to go start a war with someone else if I take something. If the person doesn't remember that he owes him the money, for me to be a ganav is just going to start a war with him. So if it's a metziah, it's not going to start a war, because anyway, it's not the person's doesn't care so much about the metziah. Because that's where the Moir Heter comes in. But if it's a... We're going to go back there. We'll do it. Okay. Says... this is Rashi's Shita. The Sukkas David brings down that the Ramban argues. The Ramban says that even though in a Hanami... No, I'm sorry. Yeah, the Ramban argues. The Ramban says that even though... Abayi is saying that the time of the Shvuah of the Mishnah is because of Milvi Yishana. It's not because Abayi holds Migur HaChashad HaMamana HaChashad HaShvuasa. Abayi holds Chashad HaMamana is Loi Chashad HaShvuasa. And in theory, he could have left the Shvuah of the Mishnah as being because Shaloi HaKol HaKol HaLuch V'Toykif. The Gemara is just saying, according to Abayi, that we're not Choshesh for such a thing. The same way that we had said, we're not choshesh that someone is going to deny that someone owes him a loan. That's what we were saying before. So too, says the Ramban, we're not choshesh that someone's just going to grab someone else's talis.
So
we're not choshesh for that. Elamai, we're choshesh that the shvua is going to be a takon in a case when he's really not such a bad person because he is because the other person owes him the money. That's the case when we're going to have to make a takon.
Ever be there?
That's
a tough to give us
any deal like Zayla, but I'm worried. No, Chachamah aren't going to make a takana shvua for that. There's a vada, there is such a metzias, but if we see people holding on to a talis, we're not going to automatically be choshish that one of them stole it. We would make a takana for that type of kiss. Okay, says Rashi Vayter. Rashi says that the case is, and we're back in that Rashi, he recognized the person forgot about it, and he's going to be koifer. Says Rashi, Rashi says the talis does belong to him. In other words, Rashi seems to say, that he actually now owns this talis. He took the talis from him, being that you owed me money, the talis is now mine. The Marikats and the Shita Mekubetzes and others are medayik that Rashi holds, that I can actually go over to someone who owes me money, take something, and it becomes mine. And now he can make a shvua that this thing is mine. I can make a shvua that I don't have anything of yours. I can make a shvua that she'eno b'rishusi, because this thing now is mine. That's the way Rashi holds. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, when the Gemara is suggesting Yisafik Mil Yishan, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that what he's doing is right. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that what he's doing is okay. The Gemara just means to say that for that reason is not that we wouldn't say this person is Chashan Amam and a Chashan Ashvuasa. But is Avada the wrong thing to do? Go into someone's house and take something? He owes you money, okay. You have to figure out how to deal with the fact that he owes you money. But it's not the right thing to do. Rashi is the Chayra Pella. Someone owes me $100, I can take his talis? He owes me $100, how do I take his talis? Sure. What? So it's a shibud. So, but everything is meshubud. But he can decide what he wants to give me. How can I just take his talis? So the Chayra, Rashi is much more muzbar. I'm just adding, Akiva, that the way that we understand how Pirayan Chayv works. We had said a yisoid in piroyin chayv. What does the word piroyin mean? To uncover. To reveal. So piroyin chayv is, I'm not really taking something of yours, I'm taking something of mine. In other words, maybe we wouldn't say this if it was piroyin tashlumin. Why does Rashi say it's, why does the Gemara say it's milva yeshana yeshlov? He borrowed money from him. Maybe he didn't borrow money. Maybe he backed into my car and he didn't notice. So now he owes me money. Why does it have to be a milva yeshana? Why can't it be a tashlum yeshana? Why can't it be a chayiv yeshana? Why does it have to be a milva? The pshat is because milva, the way that a person pays back a milva is that he gives back the money that he took. It's a piroyin. All it is he is revealing where my money is. So I'm not really taking his money. So the shaila is, Rashi seems to hold that I can establish my money as being in this object. I'm not taking anything of his. If I would take his thing, I can't take his thing. He owes me money. True, he owes me money, but he has to decide what he wants to give me. What is he giving me? But if the pshat is that there's a halva, he has my money. If he's not going to show me where my money is, I can establish this is my money. I'm not even taking anything of him. Chayra, this can be pshat in Rashi. No. The Ramban holds that it's not yours. And if you do that, so it could be that the Ramban argues on the yisoid of halva, or the Ramban holds, he agrees to the yisoid of halva. He just says that I can't establish where my money is. The moment is eino be'en. The moment is not right now, does not have a, it's not tangible. So you need the loivet to make it tangible. The malva can't do it on his own. Maybe that's the Ramban holds. Says the Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara... Why don't you let him take without a shvua? Interesting question. If you hold like Rashi that he's allowed to do this, the Gemara's question is very good. If you're worried about Milvi Yishana, there's no problem. That's great. He's allowed to take it. It's his. It becomes his. Everything is good. Nishkol b'lo shvua. Let him take without a shvua. But according to the Ramban, you're not allowed to do this. What is the Gemara's question? Nishkol b'lo shvua. You're not allowed to do this. We don't want him to take this. It's usher for him to take it. So what does the Gemara mean? Nishko below Shavuot. So the Sukkos David, I mean, brings from the Shita Kubetzis, and I think I understand his teretz is as follows. You're right. The Malva is not allowed to do this. But guess what? The Loiva is also not allowed to not pay up a Choyv. So they're both doing something they're not. Now it's true. Two wrongs don't make a right. But life is a system of trade-offs. What would be worse? For the loiva to never pay back his chayv, or the malva to take something that he really deserves, right, but he shouldn't have taken it. The chayra, therefore, we would allow him to take it, even though he's really not supposed to do this. What? What do you mean? Yeah, but you owe me $100, so we have to make a correction because someone asked, "Does it work?" So apparently, you're not allowed to do this, but somehow, in some form or fashion, it works. So in other words, in the end of the day, now you won't owe me the money anymore. Reuven owes Shimon $100. Shimon knows Reuven's not going to pay. Shimon is going to grab from Reuven a talis that's equal to the $100, and now they'll be even.
Yeah,
so what Shimon did was maybe wrong, but in the end of the day, did Shimon did he take money that's not his? No. And what Reuven, if we don't allow Shimon to take this, Reuven would have taken money that's not his. Which is worse, what Reuven was going to do or what Shimon's doing? Life is a system of trade-offs. Neither one is going to be right. So therefore, we'll allow Shimon to do this, even though it's the wrong thing to do. We're not telling him to do it. But if he does it, we're not going to make him stop, because if we make him stop, so then Reuven's going to end up having done something terrible, unforgivable, to have someone's money.
But
and
it's not your business, my other affair. Even though I'm tied it to you, but it's something else. It's nothing to do with this
house. He's now taking a tashlum for the fact that you owe him $100. Now you don't owe him the money anymore. What? He's not allowed to. You're right. But it seems like even though he's not allowed to do it, now Reuven doesn't owe him the money anymore.
Because you're right. The money, I'm saying, the money is something separate. It's not...
It's not... Yeah, but the question's like this. Bezdin now has to choose. Should we stop Shimon or should we stop Reuven? Who would we rather stop? So Bezdin has to... we want to stop Shimon from doing that Avera or stop Reuven from doing that Avera? Life is a system of trade-offs. Which Avera should we stop? So the Avera of not paying back the Choyv is a bigger Avera. So therefore, you know what? Let Shimon do what he's doing. We didn't tell him to do it, but if he did it, we're not going to try to stop him, because that way Reuven doesn't do his Avera. Either Shimon is doing Avera of taking something he's not allowed to take, or Reuven's doing Avera of not paying back the Choyv that he should pay back. There's the both of them are in conflict. What?
This whole time we think that's his mitzvah.
Right.
And the Gemara comes saying that the Mishnah is different because it's possible they picked it up at the same time.
Right.
So what's mitzvahs now? The way we're explaining, it sounds like he went to his house and took a towel. Not that they picked it up at the same time.
Right. So I'm saying as follows: I wouldn't go into your house and pick it up because I don't want to start a fight with you. But if you pick up a talis and I know you owe me the money, then I'm willing to like say I picked it up first.
So he waited for the exact moment. Yes. And he saw
the
exact
moment. I don't know what else to tell you. But I'm saying maybe that's why Rashi says he forgot. It's not that if you're going to say I'm not paying you, I'll walk into your house and grab it. But we're not talking about that case. We're saying that you forgot. So if you forgot, I'm not going to walk into your house and start a fight with you and just take your stuff. But he forgot. It's not going to work. So I only want to do. I'll wait for an opportunity where you pick up something. I'm like, you know what? If I grab it now, so then it's not going to be such a big fight. I'll say I got it first. He got it first. Then okay, we'll split it, and then everything will be good. And goodbye. I get my money. You're not so angry at me. That's the only thing I can think of. It's an interesting okimta.
Who's the money? He's still
doing something wrong. That's true. You're right.
Maybe you have to remember your chayv.
He's still an oinus. He forgot. He should have remembered his chayv. He's still going to go in Shemayim, and he's going to end up that he didn't pay back that chayv. So, yeah, I guess that apparently you see that not paying back money is that important. If I owe anyone money, please let me know. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara. Yachol nishka b'loy shvua. Says the Gemara, Elachashin Hashem, a safek mil v'yishana yesh lo alav. V'lav amrina tfais memayna me'sveika mishtam enam me'safek. So Elam, I think safek mil v'yishana. Still he had the conviction to take it from him. So if I'm going to take it from him, me'safek, I'll swear me'safek. Amrav Sheshes, Breda Rav Idi, no parashi inish me'safek shvua, v'lo parashi me'safek memayna. My time of mama in Isa b'chazara, Shvua leisa bechazara. Mom, and he says, listen, I'm willing to take it. And if I remember that I don't owe it to him, so then I'll give it back. I could always give back the money. Mom, and isa bechazara. Money's not really, he doesn't mind taking it on a suffix because he could always give it back. Shvua, once you make the shvua, you can't give it back. So therefore, he's not as inclined to make a shvua kilu sheker, because he can't ever correct it. With mom, he knows he can correct it. So being that he thinks that he's not stealing the money, he thinks that really the person owes him the money. He's not positive. Okay, so if I figure out afterwards that he doesn't owe me the money, I'll give it back. And no harm done. This is the Gemara. Al-Kopanim, so comes out according to Abai, where the Gemara says the reason for the Takana of our Mishnah is because of Suffolk, Shema, Milva, Yishana, Yesh, Loi, Alaf. The Shaila is that before we brought three rayas migu de chashid amamina, chashid ashvuasa, Rab Nachman and Rab Chia and Rab Sheshes. We brought three rayas migu de chashid amamina, chashid ashvuasa. What does Abaye do with the three rayas of migu de chashid amamina, chashid ashvuasa?
It's moved
by
the first one.
Okay, we'll have to see. So if you want to say, maybe over there also, it's al suffik shema milva yishana yesh lo alav. So then the chayru etzik shver, the question that we asked before. So then Reb Nachman said shvus heses. Shvus heses was not in the time of the Mishnah. So if you're telling me that Reb Yoicha that we made a takana in the time of our Mishnah of shema milva yishana, so why do we wait for Reb Nachman, for the dor of Reb Nachman to make the takana of the shvus heses? It should have been in the time of the Mishnah. The Mishnah we see already made takanas v'shvus imil v'yashana in the time but the case of our Mishnah of Shnayim Lechsin. Unless you say that maybe that our Mishnah only made the takana for imil v'yashana, that maybe he was shaycheach, and that's why it's only in the case of mitzia, it'll only be over here of Shnayim Lechsin. But the door of Rav Nachman, they made a takana even for Milvi Yishana that he was niskaven to be koifer. Then it'll be even on a case when a person is a regular koifer akol. Maybe you'll have over there Milvi Yishana, dostaf and visin, akol ponim, rabbi say. That is the end of the sugya. Beis Hashem, on Sunday morning, we're going to be doing some chazor. I hope the Olam tries to chazor over Shabbos. I'm going to leave you with just with a thought on the parasha. Okay, Rabbi Isai, this week's parasha. Yisroi comes onto the scene. And Yisroi observes Moshe. Vayim imachos v'eshev Moshe. Lishvot is Am Vayamir Am Al Moshe Min Aboyke Ad Erev. Vayim Chayis Moshe. Ma Dover Zer Shata Oise. Ma Du Ata Yoshev Adecha. Why are you doing this all by yourself? Why are you doing this all by yourself? Chol Nitzav Lo Min Aboyke Ad Erev. Vayim Moshe Chayis Night. Because people are coming to me. Says Moshe says Yisra Loi Toiv Adover Asher Ata Oise. It's not good. Can't do it by yourself. Novel Tibol Gam Ata Gam Am. It's just everything's going to fall apart. It's too hard. You can't carry it by yourself. Listen to what my aitzah to you is. that you should sechsim mikol ha'am, set up people, anshei chayil, yir lekim, anshei emes. You could delegate, choose people, and they'll do shaftus amichaleis, and they'll judge the people at all times. In other words, you're trying to do everything yourself. You got to realize that Moshe Rabbeinu, it's too much for you to carry by yourself. Vayishma Moshe l'kol chosna, Moshe listened. Vayask kol ha'shadi omar, he did what he said. Now, the interesting thing though, which you're medayik, and there's a few discrepancies, but there's one I wanted to speak about over here. Is Yisro told Moshe the following thing? Listen, Moshe Rabbeinu, you take care of the big ones, and they'll take care of the small ones. But Moshe didn't do that. It says, what happened? He put up other people in charge. It says, "V'shaftus amuchalis." It's a davar akasha yevian al Moshe. It's a davar akatan yishmitu him. The hard ones came to Moshe. Now Yisro said the big ones go to Moshe. What does that mean? Yisro said, "Listen, you have a big din Torah of like $15 million, Moshe. You should deal with that. It's a lot of money. And the small din Torah that other people deal with. That's not what Moshe did. What Moshe did is he took the hard din Torah, even if it's $5. But if it's a hard din Torah, so then we have to make sure that it's being dealt with properly. Easy dinei Torah, you can let the low courts deal with. But the hard ones, it doesn't make a difference how much money it is. Because every pruta is precious. Every penny is precious. And therefore, if there's a question of whether or not this is going to, we're going to be able to do this or not, so then, if we're going to do it properly, Moshe Rabbeinu should deal with it. Because by us, it's not necessarily the quantity, but the quality. Yeah, Yisro is thinking in terms of quantity. He's thinking about, okay, if it's a big number, then Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to step in. It's a small number, who cares? It's not so important. So no, it's not about the big numbers or the small numbers. So, Rabbi Yisai, Baruch Hashem, I'm assuming that many of you are on my team for the fundraising. But Maisu, this whole thing was set up because I couldn't do this myself. This is Mamish, this week's parasha, Yisro. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't try to do it yourself. Get other people to help you. Get big, good people and get to work. So Baruch Hashem, we have good people. We're working together. Yeah, whether we're on the same team or not on the same team, we're all on the same team, obviously. But it's not necessarily about just amassing the most amount of money. Baruch Hashem, our team has already either passed or has come close to $100,000 just from our team, which is very impressive.
$5.
Gabby's got $5. That's good, but it's not about. It's not just about the amount of money that we're going to put together. It's about the fact that we can. Even the small donations that they're going to make a very big difference to us. And we still have a lot of work to do. It's been a great start, but I'm asking everyone to try to help us with the enthusiasm and the encouragement, so that we can continue making this campaign a success. If we tail off here, so then it's a disappointment. If we tail off here, it's a disappointment. We got more work to do. We kind of like have to double what we've done so far, at least. So Beis Hashem L'siyata D'shmaya, I'm looking forward to tonight trying to put in some extra effort. And if anyone needs help or needs suggestions on what we can do, you can feel free to come over to me. And Beis Hashem, hopefully, we'll be able to be Marbek Vichamayim. Thank you very much.